everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And before we get going on the show, we've had a problem here tonight with the intro music, and I don't know what happened to it. So sorry about that. But anyhow, we got to get going. We got a lot of stuff to discuss. First, we have to do a disclaimer. You know the legal stuff. We always have to do that. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for any and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Talk about getting tongue-tied when the production stuff doesn't work at the beginning of the show. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And you know that we are live right here on Trim Radio every Sunday at 7 p.m. So you want to check us out. And I'll tell you what, let's talk a little bit about Trim Radio Network. And as you can see on the screen, we have with the Trim Radio Network, we have our homepage at trimradio.com. Check us out. We also have our different shows there. And we can talk about those. You can listen to our live stream or our past episodes. You can partner with Trim Radio and you can host your own show. You can advertise on Trim. You can support the station by shopping the merchandise and buying that. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. And then you can also take a look at all the shows that we do have. So you can always check that out. Well, first of all, on the shows that we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and they're on Spotify. And then we also have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, and that's on Facebook and Spotify. Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas, and that's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. live. We've got Rumble. We've got YouTube, and we have something called Spotify. Also, we have Offsides with College Football Top 25, also with Rumble, Spotify, and also YouTube. And every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m., live, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And of course, that's also on Rumble. That's also on YouTube and Spotify and the Positude Podcast. You want to check that one out. And then, of course, we have Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, you can take the red pill or you can take the green pill. Oh, no, you can take the red pill or the blue pill. I want the green pill, but Riscala hasn't come up with it yet. Come on, Riscala, you got to help me out. You have the red pill and the blue pill. I want the green pill. Green is always good. But check his show out. It's a very good one. I've been on it a couple of times. And I'll tell you what. We have a very good time on that show. And he talks about a lot of different topics. And he brings on live guests and so forth. He does an excellent job. It's a two-hour show. Check him out. I believe it's on Saturday nights. Also, Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. Yeah, if you want to do marketing for your business, all you have to do is check out Victoria Smith on her Natural Marketer Podcast. She does an excellent job there, and she will help your business out. So you want to check that out. Well, getting back up to the top, what we have is you can partner with the radio. You can host your own show. All you have to do is there's a little contact us box up here at the top, which isn't showing tonight for some reason. But anyhow, it'll be up on the upper right-hand side, and all you have to do is click on that, put your name in, your email, phone number, and say, hey, I want to sponsor my own show. Can I do it? How do I do it? And just click send, and somebody will be right with you. And then all you have to do is you'll have another live voice get a hold of you later on, and they'll talk to you about how you can do your own show. It's easy. I mean, if I can learn to do this, you can learn to do it. Trust me. Sometimes I'm all fumble fingers, you know. It just depends on how good of a day am I having. Well, anyhow, the shows that we've got, we've gone over all those. To support the station, you, like I said, you can donate or you can shop the merchandise. And if you click on shop the merchandise, guess what? We've got the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend Hooded Sweatshirts. We've got the Life Walk with Christ God Color Morphing Mug. We've got Cut the Bull Rectangle Photo Key Ring. And the, oh, this is the one I really like. This is the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. Trust me, it's a good deal. Put hot stuff in, keeps it hot for quite a while. You want cold stuff in there? Hey, it's great to take to a maybe a basketball game or a football game. Or if you just want to go camping, go ahead and do that. We've got all kinds of mouse pads. You can get airtime. We've got the duffel bag. We've got an air coloring morphing mug. We've also got the Money and Change ceramic mug. It doesn't change colors. It doesn't morph. You put hot stuff in, it's going to keep it hot for a little bit. Same thing if you put the cold stuff in. Depends on how good your ice cubes are, okay? Anyhow, guys, you can check that out. Buy the merchandise, because when you do buy the merchandise, everything that you purchase, the funds from that goes into paying for airtime for the show. Airtime is not cheap. And none of our hosts get paid for doing the shows. We don't do that. We want to present good information to everybody. So if you buy the merchandise, it helps support the show. If you just want to donate cash, that's fine too. So check us out. Tell your friends about us, okay? Also, we have our own webpage, okay? And did I ask that too? Maybe I did. Yes, I did. Wow. It's amazing what happens when I click the wrong button. Maybe that's why the music didn't start. But anyhow, the Money and Change Financially Prepped webpage on Facebook is there. It's a public group. Anybody can join it. All you have to do is ask to be enjoyed. Enjoy. Talk about being tongue-tied. Well, anyhow, all you have to do is ask, and we'll get you included in access to that page. We have a lot of stuff there. And if you take a look at it, I've just posted a whole bunch of stuff there. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at all the different people that we've got for sponsors. And they're really not sponsors. They're just friends. I don't get paid by anybody. I don't want to be paid. I really don't. But shout outs to the Trim Radio Network, and you can access them at trimradio.com. The University of Findlay, check them out at www.findlay.edu. And if you like sports, it's NCAA Division II school. But if you're into really learning and getting a good education, you want to check out the University of Findlay, because they have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees taught by very good professors in really nice facilities. They have a hazardous materials campus. Not too many schools have that in the country, but they do. They have that campus. They also have the equestrian campus, where they do equestrian studies, and they also do pre-veterinary studies there. Also, the main campus, right in Findlay, Ohio. And the main campus has some really nice buildings. It's just a great little campus. It really is. About 3,500 to 4,000 students go there. You can take online classes, or you could actually just in person. Those are always fun because the professors are always good. And good facilities. They really are. But I'll tell you what, Dr. Kathy Fell does an excellent job in running the school. She's done it for quite a while now, and she's done an excellent job. So if you're looking to go to college this next fall, or maybe even this summer, contact the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And if you're going to the University of Bluffton, well, they have merged with the University of Findlay now. So if you want to take classes that they don't have at Findlay at the University of Bluffton, you can go ahead and do that. And I'll tell you what, they're only 20 miles apart. And so you can take classes at both schools. So you want to check with the University of Findlay on that. Also, we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and we've got the web address for that. We've got Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin. I don't know if it's frozen out there still or it's beginning to be mud season. Also, we've got the Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. They're really good people, and they talk a little bit about farming and raising crops and so forth, but they also talk about stuff in life that you need to learn to do and some of their observations. So you want to check them out. They're down in Wiggins, Mississippi, and you want to check them out. LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. He's had over 600 videos on YouTube, so you want to check him out. One thing he got me involved in is GMRS radios, and this is a Nagoya 177G GMRS antenna fastened to the Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N, radio. And it's a good one. This is a 935G plus. I've got several. And with this little handheld, I can talk 35 miles away to a repeater that goes out another 90 miles away. So I can have, for $35, you get a license, and that's good for your entire family to use. It's good for 10 years. Not a bad deal. So if you want to keep communications up in a grid down situation, hey, these things are dandy. The bubble packs from Wally World, better known as Walmart, they're not all that good. You have to spend a little money to get the distance, okay? And these are good radios. Wow. We've talked about LDS Prepper, David Gilmore. Now we've got to go to somebody else. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. You got to check out Dave. He puts on probably one or two videos a week, and he talks about the economy and everything that's going on. Also, we have the Patriot Nurse, Rachel. And I posted some things. I'll point that out. She's down in Tennessee, and she's been a nurse for many, many years in all different aspects of nursing. And she talks about how to keep yourself healthy. And that's what you need to do right now, because, you know, the flu bug's around. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. She tells you how to live beneath your means, still have a good life, still be able to eat, okay, still save money. And that's the name of the game, is saving the money and really learning how to buy things the right way. She's a fantastic person. She's also written a book, and so you want to check that one out. Also, we have the Max with Colby. And I like his videos because he does maybe one or two a week. He talks about the economy and what's going on. He talks a little bit about politics, but he's really up front. And he's in Eastern Mississippi. How come all these people are down south? Maybe I'll bring in some more people from up north besides the guys out in Wisconsin. And I've met the guys from Wisconsin. They're fantastic. Trust me. You notice I put something up with Show Me the Money. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about Fort Knox and gold. Is it really there? Okay. I just put that up there. That was a good little GIF that I put up there. And let's see. Oh, we had this one. Fort Knox audit coming. Is this really happening? Well, this one was on Rumble, and I watched that this week. And it was interesting. So you can go to that and click on that page and actually see the show. It's a very good show. It's about an hour long. And it's very interesting. Also, Money Changing Philosophy. Now, this is a new one for you guys. But believe it or not, she lives in a double wide in Pennsylvania. and actually has fixed it up into a house, very nice setup. And she talks about the Great Depression, some of the cooking skills that they had in the Great Depression, and some of the living skills and so forth. And she also talks about why she's living in that double wide. It's actually a, looks like a fairly nice house. Also, cutting back on the necessities just so you can eat. This is Amber Stork. And Amber's been on YouTube for several years. And I actually like to watch her shows every week because she's talking about all different things. At one point, she was renting property and her renter almost burned her place down. And she was talking about that and recovering from all of that. She talks about how to save money. You know, she's had a car for many, many, many years, but she likes to use e-bikes. And she has several of those. She has solar power, which if you don't have that, it's an interesting concept as long as you have plenty of sunlight. So you want to check that one out. Cutting back on necessities. Also, here's Colby again. Danger ahead. Big changes coming to Social Security, and you won't believe what Congress has done. You want to check him out. Oh, here it is. Join us again. A bunch of fish looking at you. The puffer fish. I ran into those when I was down in the Bahamas. They're fun to play with. Just watch out for the spines. And also, we talked about last week, the FDA recalls more than 2 million baked goods over concerns of listeria. Yeah, we pointed that out, and hopefully people listened. But you can check out our webpage here, and we've got all the goodies for you to check out in different shows. And I actually post things probably 3 times a week, 4 times a week. If I find something that's important that needs to get out, I will post it on that page. And I might talk about a few things on Wednesday nights, too, with the economy. The way things are going. Wow. So much stuff going on. Have you been preparing? You're saying, oh, he's a prepper. No, I just like to make sure that I've got food in the house. I've got water to drink. I've got batteries for my radios. I keep my electronics charged. You know, with my GMRS radios, the batteries wear down a little bit because they're in continual standby. And so if the power goes out and I need to talk to somebody, I can do that. And basically locally within 35 miles, and then also again up to 90 miles away when I hit a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And I met some really neat people. And I'm also on several other repeaters in the area. Matter of fact, when I go up to Findlay, I think I'm going to take my GMRS radio up there because I'm also hooked into that repeater. And I want to see how far I can get out up there because it's flat land, real flat land. So I want to check that out. But do you keep things charged? Do you have solar batteries? Solar flashlights? Are your flashlights, are their batteries charged? Do you have the proper clothing for the weather? Do you have those blue tarps for your roof just in case you get a leak? You know, I've always said over the last, oh, probably 15 years, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water, make sure you have your medications, good first aid kit too, actually a couple, and make sure that you have, of course, the clothing that you need and a lot of other things. I mean, it's not just prepping, it's for an emergency. You know, we're going to get into the tornado season pretty soon. And when we get into that, you have to be prepared for the tornadoes, and you have to make sure that you have your GMRS radios charged up, make sure that your tablets are charged up, make sure that your flashlights are charged up. Matter of fact, this is a good one. and it's pretty bright, and I can do different things with it. I've got several of these around the house in different locations. I've got a couple in the car, even in case the car breaks down, I need flashlights, illumination. But you want to do that. And, you know, when I say buy some long-term food, canned goods are good. You know, and it says, well, used by a certain date, they're good for probably 5 or 6 years beyond that, as long as they're not bulged or cracked or anything like that. But we're going to get into some uncertain times right now. And everything that I've been following on YouTube and in the news, not only from the U.S., but other countries too, it points to a fact that the world is going to be in a tough economic crisis, and it's going to be tough. And life may not be like we ever knew it to be. It could be worse than the Great Depression back in the 30s. And so you have to be prepared for that. You know, have long-term seeds and all that. Be able to start a garden. A lot of people still have gardens. But you want to be able to do that. Holy cow. I got to stop opining on everything. Let's get on with it. I've got a video here. And why does Trump want to audit Fort Knox Gold Reserve? Remember, we were going to talk about that. Listen to this.
Stores about half of its gold reserves in Fort Knox, Kentucky. Now President Trump says he wants to ensure that the reserves that are said to be there are in fact accounted for. Let's get more from Adrian Ash, Director of Research at the physical gold trader Bullion Vault. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you just remind us, what is President Trump saying that he wants to find out here?
Well, it's been a conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that, for many years, really since the 1970s, that the U.S. gold reserves, especially at Fort Knox, but as you say, it's about half of the total. America's official gold reserves are put at 8,133 tons, which is a lot, the biggest single gold hoard in the world. But the idea is that, you know, this stuff hasn't been inspected. It hasn't been counted for many, many years. 1974 was the last time that there was actually an official inspection as such. There have been audits since then, and a lot of people say we're going to audit the Fed, audit the gold, but audit isn't really what you want to do. Audit is where you just check paper records against paper record. What you really need to do if you want to know that it's there is you need to do a tally count. You need to go in and count the bars, and you need to inspect the bars and make sure that they're the right quality and, you know, they are the material that you want them to be.
And that would be an enormous undertaking.
It would be phenomenal. I mean, so Bullion Vault, our customers are using 5 different locations globally. They have about 44 tons of gold, which is a lot. It's worth about $4 billion at current prices. We have a tally count and a full inspection done on behalf of our customers. that done? The bigger question, I think, really is about what, you know, what's the purpose of this? Now, as I say, there have been conspiracy theories over the years about whether America has all of that gold where it should be. What is it you're trying to prove by doing this? What kind of ideas and memes and, you know, thoughts on the internet are you trying to counter? And that's really would determine the level of inspection and possibly even, you know, a sample assay of some of the bars. These bars are pretty old. I mean, most of them are going to be 90 years old or more. And then to what end, really, actually financially? There's been lots of talk recently about how the US gold reserves are currently valued at $42 per ounce. Mm-hmm. That's the price frozen in aspic back in 1973 when the music finally stopped for good on the international gold standard, where the dollar was the primary currency and therefore US gold reserves were the primary holdings. To revalue those holdings from $42 to, let's say, 2,900, we're at 2,933 today, let's say call it 2,900, that would potentially enable the Treasury to raise an extra $750 billion in the arrangement it has with the Fed, whereby the Fed basically issues a credit to the Treasury bank account, the Fed, against that value. But the point is, why would you do that? Because $750 billion, it's a lot of money, sure. But the fact is, the biggest gold hoard in the world, at the most high prices you've ever seen in history, wouldn't actually release enough cash to cover 4 months of the US federal deficit. You know, this is a drop in the bucket. And I think that's part of the reason gold's been going higher and higher recently, is that whilst Donald Trump, alongside Elon Musk, et cetera, and you know, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, you know, they're looking to try and reduce that deficit, looking to try and be more efficient in government. But the fact is, the US deficit is just so enormous that even the largest stockpile in the world of gold, at the highest gold prices in history, would be a drop in the bucket compared to what America is burning through on a daily basis.
Adrian, I wish we had all day to talk to you as a true expert on the gold industry, but we have to leave it there. It's the curse of television. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you run into all kinds of stuff. And again, how much is Fort Knox gold worth? Well, if you take a look at it, and this is the latest that I've gotten, is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said earlier this week in an interview with conservative
talk shows. Even if you hold traditional stocks or crypto, if you're not using automated crypto trading bots.
What's going on here? Once,
continue to make money.
He just wanted to keep on talking, didn't he? Anyhow, what we've got here is Scott Bessent was talking in an interview with Dan O'Donnell. We don't do an audit every year. There's hardly a way to do that. You'd have a lot of people tied up doing a lot of different things. And just like the first story was talking about. And you can get it. The gold is stored not only at Fort Knox, but out in Colorado. And I believe some of it is kept in New York in the vaults there. And so you have to take a look at every place that the gold is to count it. And some people have said that actually what they've done with gold is to move it between London, England, and the U.S. because we have to store stuff over there, too, to be able to pay other countries in gold. I think a lot of countries store gold in London itself, and that's how they pay each other off. Well, anyhow, then I was taking a look at Doge, and there were a lot of different things. People were talking that Doge is looking into a lot of different things, and they said, well, he's not sworn in, he's not this, he's not that. Actually, the president has the right to form this group to go do a job for a limited amount of time, and it's like a consultant. And guess what? They're going and they're looking at where the government is spending their money, and nobody's really spent that much time at it. The politicians didn't want to touch it. The Treasury didn't really want to audit themselves. And you're taking a look at these computer people that go in. I think it started about 24 different people. And all of a sudden, I think the last count was 100 people that go in and they get access to the data, and they do an analysis based on what they find in the data. And they're finding out that some places, for example, USAID was paying for weird things in different countries. I'll put it at that. And maybe some of them were supposed to get 150 million, but maybe they only got 49 million. So where did the rest go? Who got paid off? That's kind of illegal, isn't it? Well, that's what Doge is looking into. So if you go to Doge-Tracker or -tracker.com, take a look at it. I mean, it's not going to be absolutely 100% totally true. Nothing will be done and finalized until all the paperwork's done. You know, the job's never finished till the paperwork's done. Well, anyhow, that's the deal. And in an audit, they take a look at everything. And, you know, you have to look at expenditures versus the income that went for that, okay? Credits and debits must balance or your assets in jail. That's an old accounting joke, but it's true. You have your credits and your expenditures, they have to balance. So if you have 150 million and you spend 150 million, you have to have a paper trail between the two. And that's what they're looking at. Where is the corruption? And it doesn't make any difference who's doing the corruption. They want to find out how much has been misspent and then track to see where the money went and see who's pocketing the money illegally and then try to, what they call, claw back the money that has been pocketed, if you know what I mean. Well, anyhow, if you go to doge-tracker.com, you see right now that they have $51.8 billion saved. Well, guess what? It'll be more. And they track it and so forth. And you can get down. You can see 21 EPA, DEI, and environmental justice grants were let. That was $67 million worth. Did they get it back? I don't know. 95 contract cancellations. USGA sold the Webster School building in D.C. Okay, how much for? $4.14 million. Grant for increasing DEIA programming for integrated pest management. That's a little strange. $324,667,000. No, I'm sorry, that's $324,067. IRS rescinded previously planned contract for $1.9 billion. Department of Education terminated 18 grants to comprehensive centers. That's $226 million. Mozambique voluntarily, oh no, we won't go there. UC Berkeley, Cambodian Youth Enterprises Development. $9.70 million. The Prague Civil Society Center, they're giving out $32 million there. Improving public procurement in Serbia, $14 million. That's our tax money. That is our tax money. You know, we pay taxes to the government, and then the government takes the tax money, and now we know where it's going. It's not going back to us. It's not going for roads or infrastructure. It's not going for Social Security. It's not going for a lot of different things. So that's why Doge is important to audit to find out where the money's going. Nobody would say for probably 50 years where the money was going because nobody really asked, and now they're asking, okay? Oh, savings. We've got more stuff here. Doge.gov. /savings. You can see it goes to USAID, ED, OPM, HHS, SDA, a whole bunch of initials. Okay. And you can check those out. There's a full list. And now here Trump is speaking about claims that things that are wasting taxpayer money. I want you to listen to this.
Here are just a few examples of where your money was going before I came along. These are just some of the, just taken at random. Oh, there are much worse examples than this. I was just looking at them before the speech, and I can tell you they were much worse. $520 million for a consultant. I want to know, who is that consultant? To do ESG, that's environmental, social, and governance investments in Africa. $25 million to promote biodiversity conservation and licit livelihoods by developing socially responsible behavior in Colombia. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that even means. None of this stuff, nobody, everyone's trying to figure out what the hell does it all mean? And $21 million for voter turnout in India. What do we need to spend $21 million for voter turnout in India? Well, $21 million, I guess they were trying to get somebody else elected. Well, we ought to tell the Indian government, because when we hear that Russia spent about $2 in our country, it was a big deal, right? They took some internet ads for $2,000. This is a total breakthrough.
Yeah. And you take a look at that.
We are a group of concerned citizens. Oh, there we are.
It just jumps right on ahead. Here's another thing that I found. And this was actually on X. And so I'm going to play this one for you.
Good afternoon, Martha. And if President Trump has proof from his Doge guys that there is widespread Social Security fraud, that means that there is a widespread federal financial crime happening. And so what do? If you know that there is a crime happening, you report it. That is just what the president did a little while ago, directly to the attorney general.
We have one person at 360, which is strange because the country is 250. So, and they're 110 years older than the country. Here, Pam, you better take a look at this. You there for me. Now the question is, are they getting paid? Because somebody maybe is getting paid. Yeah, I have a feeling you were. I said, what a convenient thing. This is so nice.
Yeah. So you can take a look at that. They were saying Social Security, somebody was 130 years old and getting paid. I have a question about that. Anyhow, I did some research and we came up with this story from Epoch Times with Jeffrey Tucker. It all comes down to accounting. There are two portraits of money in every institution, money coming in and money going out. Keeping track of that in both directions is the key to operations. And the final number can reveal profits or losses, surpluses or deficits. Regardless, the accounting books are the beating heart of every institution. And anybody that's run a business knows that your profit and loss statement says how well you did your job and how well you run your business. And having been in the business sector for quite a while, I'll tell you now, in the restaurant business, a profit and loss statement is done weekly because you have to be able to correct any mistakes that you've made. If something has gone wrong, you have to know weekly what's going on with the profit and loss. And then going into larger management, which I had 60 different facilities and 60 different profit and loss statements, I had to analyze those every week. Actually, it's every month, but it would take me 4 weeks to go through everything because a lot of spreadsheets and budgets and everything else. And that's what I did when I worked for the state. And I had to cover facilities from all the way in Toledo, Ohio, all the way down to a little town called Ironton, as people down there call it Arnton, and Cincinnati, and Dayton, federal facilities, state and county facilities. Yeah, it kept me busy. But it all comes down to accounting and how the books are. And you have to have good books. You have to have a good accountant, okay, and be ready to be audited. So accounting means accountability, holding people to account for their work. Now, the big thing is to make sure that your numbers are correct. I had a friend of mine that had a business, a food service business, and I was there, and the store just closed. And he's at a back table. He's going through some numbers, and he jumps up. He takes the calculator, throws it on the ground, and smashes it to bits. He says, I've just been taken for $22,000. I said, $22,000? What are you not doing? Are you matching up the sales slips with what's in the register and making sure that that all balances? They're putting in exact numbers. How about your cash drawers? Did you ever do that? Did you make sure that they balance at night? How often do you check your inventory? How often do you check your books? And then he came up with this thing, well, I've been busy lately, and no, I'm not here to close out. I have somebody close out for me. I said, you better take control of your business or the business will take control of you. And so far, you've just been screwed by your business. Not only that, you've been screwed by your employees. And you did it yourself. And I know we're best buddies. And I'm just telling you the facts of life. You let it slide by, you lost 22 grand. Now, how are you going to make that 22 grand up? Don't get yourself in that type of a situation, okay? Make sure that everything is on the up and up in your business. And the federal government has to run that way. It has to be credits and debits, and everything has to match. Everything has to be tracked. And that's what we're finding out now after 50 years of neglect. You can't run a country, you can't run a business that way. And somebody's been pocketing the money. I can almost assure you on that. The way these numbers are popping out right now, it's scary. Hey, when we take a look at the U.S. debt clock, you go to usdebtclock.org and you take a look at that. I mean, we're like $36 trillion in debt, $36.5 trillion. That's $107,288 per citizen. And then per taxpayer, it's $323,047. Yeah, these are real-time numbers that are popping up. It's a great place to look at numbers. You could spend a long time looking into things here. The Doge clock right now is 129,520. Now, wait a minute here. My eyes are crossing. Holy cow. $129,520,000,000, $521,000,000. See, it's going that fast. And you can take a look at the tax revenue, how much we're getting in. You know, Congress didn't watch how they were spending their money. They were just spend. Oh, we'll print more money. And the value of the dollar's gone way down. I wouldn't be surprised if the dollar's probably no more than maybe 4 cents, maybe 2 cents. It's scary. Politicians don't have any idea about money. And they need to. And they need to be responsible for it. And if anybody's getting a kickback, they need to be prosecuted. Wow. It's scary, guys. It really is. Here's another one. I found this one today. How DOGE's transparency could be applied to healthcare. Listen to this one.
And I think the fix is quite complicated, but if I had to pick one area to really focus on to fix it, I really think it's quite simple, transparency. I think that, you know, if we look at what DOGE is doing, right, and you know, whether you like it or dislike it, the one thing it's hard to criticize DOGE on is they're bringing massive transparency, right? They're putting out on the web or on X every day, you know, what they're doing, what programs are being canceled. You know, we should have real pricing transparency on healthcare services in the United States. We should understand why we pay what we pay, where you can get it, perhaps at a lower cost, who's getting paid, where is the money going? And I think if you do that, you're going to find a lot of inefficiency in the system. That being said, we have the best healthcare system in the world for most, not for all, and we need to solve that too. There's no better place to be if you're truly sick than the United States, because our innovation, our access to the best doctors and care is better than any other country. We just need to make it more accessible and affordable for everybody. And there are a lot of fixes, but transparency, I think, would start that all.
And I'll tell you one thing. I have found out through other sources that if you go to Indonesia, you actually have excellent health care there at a lot cheaper cost in fantastic hospitals. Now, I had something happen this last week. I slipped and fell on the ice, and I kind of messed myself up a little bit. I had to go to the emergency room. A couple days later, I was really hurting. And I went to the Kettering Health Hospital nearby. It's an excellent hospital, great staff and everything. And I went in there. Normally, I don't even have to wait more than maybe 2-3 minutes at the most to get seen. And this time, it was about an hour and a half. And there were people in there that were just coughing and hacking and sneezing, coming in with other ailments. The rescue squads, the EMS group, they're bringing in, you know, several people on gurneys. I asked the nurse, I said, what's going on? She said, well, everybody here is basically have some type of respiratory ailment. We have accidents and so forth because of the weather. And all the rooms in the hospital are filled. And she says, come with me. I'm going to take you back to the triage room. I'm going to take a look at your foot, because I was limping like crazy. And she said, well, you sprained your Achilles tendon. And so, you know, if you don't mind, and she apologized all over the place, they put a boot on me, which I don't like, but I wear because I know that I have to heal up. And this is going to take 4 to 6 weeks. And I had to see an orthopedic specialist within a couple of days after that, which I did. Excellent, excellent hospital, excellent care. They were just overwhelmed. But healthcare, you know, in some cases you can get better treatment over in Indonesia than you can get in the United States. So you want to check that out. It costs money to go there, yeah. But sometimes you get better care and a lot cheaper too. Wow. Oh, hey, expect gold to shine in 2025. Yeah, because you know why? The world economy is not very good. And it's going to get worse. I guess there's a term, the worser it gets. Well, anyhow, check things out. Michael Wilkers at the Epoch Times. You know, gold prices are going to go up. And I think I can pull that up. Let's see if I have that someplace. Oh, yeah, precious metals. Right now, gold is $2,951.90. It actually dropped $3.80. Why? I don't know. Silver is $32.74 an ounce. It dropped 49 cents. Platinum is $989.80 an ounce. It dropped $10.80. But I'll tell you what, if people take a look at the way things are going in the world, and they take a look at the way things are going in the U.S. as far as the economy and everything else, some people like to hedge their money by buying precious metals, whether or not it's gold, silver, or platinum. They do that for a reason, because after everything breaks loose, that gold is still going to be worth something. Same thing with the silver, same thing with the platinum. So they're hedging against total financial calamity, because you can always trade gold. My advice is do your own research. You don't have to go to APMEX or silver.com or anyplace else. Do your own research. Figure out how much you can wager, because that's about what it is. But only do that after you've prepped. If you haven't prepped yet, you better start. Remember, start buying up on long-term things. Make sure you got that toilet paper. Okay, we ran into that the last plandemic or spoofdemic. I'll put it that way. I'll get it right. So, you know, you can expect the gold prices to go up, and 10th ounce coins are the best bet. 10th ounce gold coins can be bartered with. A bar of gold, no, you can't put it in your pocket. It'll rip the pocket right out. It's a heavy piece of metal. 1 ounce silver eagles, they're great to have too. So you can check into that on your own, but make sure you prep first. And if you have any money left over, then go ahead and invest in precious metals from a reliable source. Oh, here's one that I saw recently. And I want to get this up on the screen if I can. There we go. Trump set to take control of the Postal Service. Privatization could be next. Well, guess what? The Postal Service has lost money. And they keep asking for more. That's a nice article here. But the head of the Postal Service, Louis DeJoy, is stepping down after losing $9.5 billion in 2024. And he lost $6.5 billion in 2023. Gee, do they know how to run a business? Obviously not. Probably UPS could do a better job. DHL could probably even do a better job than that. Who knows? I mean, it's nice to have people working at the post office and delivering your mail within 3 days after you mail it to someplace else. You know, it's good to do that. My mail carrier, she is fantastic. I love her to death. She's really good. And she's prompt. Some aren't. Some people standing at the counter really don't care that much. They're nice, but they really don't care that much. So if it gets privatized, it gets privatized. These stamps, what are they, 78 cents a stamp? I mean, what were they? Years ago, it was like 10 cents a stamp, 15 cents a stamp, then it went to 20 cents a stamp, and on up. Good grief. Anyhow, gas prices. I'm telling you guys right now, gas prices are headed higher. It's always that switchover, they always call it, from winter fuel to summer fuel. It's the additives, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, and the price of gas goes up. You know, national average right now is $3.16. In some places, it's $2.89 or less, to $2.90 to $3.09 and so forth. In some places, it's $3.80 a gallon or more. What drives up the cost of gasoline is scarcity. Another thing is the Western states with their taxes. The Western state taxes are way out of whack. And people aren't getting what they really deserve. I mean, the prices out in California for homes, you know, a $1 million home would be maybe a ranch style house here in Ohio. Or it could be a shack. I don't know. But anyhow, the prices out there are just outrageous. But look for gas prices to head higher for a little bit. And maybe this summer, they'll go down just a little bit. Hey, how about egg prices? Yeah, surging egg prices are pummeling America's bakeries. Yeah, you have to. If you're going to bake, you have to have eggs. Have to. There might be some substitutes that you could use. But you have eggs. If you get a hold of Emergency Essentials or the LDS groceries, I think that's where you'd find it, or Self-Reliance, powdered eggs might be a good thing to have. If you don't have raised chickens or you don't have friends that have chickens and you depend on these big commercial places, I know around in this area, we have several, and they're having to kill off their flocks. And it drives the price of eggs. Like, I heard one place that were like $6 a dozen. And that's ridiculous. They used to be $2.89 a dozen. But scarcity drives the price up. Powdered eggs, you can get that. And I'll tell you what, that would save your neck if you're a baker. You just have to watch how you take care of it. It's just adding water, stirring it up, and basically you have eggs. prices are going to go up there. So be careful with that. Okay. Oh, what else is going on? Well, we talked about precious metals. We talked about gas prices. We talked about just about everything. But just remember, guys, pay down your debt. Pay it down. There's no need to have high percentage credit cards. If you can cut them up, you know, pay everything off, cut up your cards, don't use it, just use cash. That's the best way to do it. I know it's easy to take your credit card and use it, you know, when you go to the grocery or the doctor or whatever, but you got to pay that off. If you don't, and you have to pay interest, interest kills. Put some money aside, you know, set up a budget. Watch where your money's going. You need at least $1,000 on hand for an emergency, if not more. You have an emergency expenditure on your car, your house, medical expenses. You got to pay it off, okay? You just have to prep, okay? All you need to do is just check with the show. Once a week, every Sunday, check with our website on our Facebook page. We'll have a lot of stuff there. And hopefully, if I can help you out, then I've done my job. Even though I'm not charging anybody anything, I just want to help people out. So, hey, get with us next week for another thing with money and change. And hopefully, we can get things going here, save you some money and exist. It's going to be a rough year. I have that gut feeling, so you better prep right now. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. I want you to have a good week. Don't get scared about it. Just prep. Buy some stuff that you would normally use and normally eat. Make sure you store up on your water. Make sure you have your medications, and keep your eyes and ears open, okay? With that, have a good week, and we will talk with you next week.